Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the exclusive radio home of the Chicago Bulls. Sports Radio 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app.
Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! What a ball game!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Score!
Near the midcourt stripe, off to the left, checked by Oubre. Under 10 seconds remaining in the game. Giddy drives left. Hangs in the air, gives left corner, Vooch for three, bullseye, bullseye, Bulls take the lead, 3.2 seconds remaining, fourth quarter, and the Bulls have their first lead of the night, 113-111, an excellent scripted play out of the timeout, Giddy found Vooch all alone in the right corner, and he delivered.
Score evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
Rami Makhlouf with you for Score Evenings this particular evening on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was heard right here on the Bulls Radio Network and on The Score. Joining me now, she covers those Bulls for the Chicago Tribune, and she joins me on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Pleasure to welcome in Julia Poe. Julia, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having me on.
That was one hell of a game last night that we just heard the conclusion of right there with that Vooch game winner coming back from 24 down. Julia, did you think that game? I think most people watching or listening here on The Score thought that game was over last night.
I mean, that first half definitely felt so familiar for this team. We've seen them in past seasons just kind of melt under physicality like that. And I think just the level of bounce back they had in the second half, no, I quite frankly did not expect to see that, especially in a team as young, as shorthanded, and just, you know, kind of as much of an underdog as this one is, despite the fact that they're, you know, top of the Eastern Conference now.
And you talk about that, Julia, as young as they are, I don't think anybody saw them getting off to this kind of start. I guess the question is, how much stock do you put in this start as far as convincing you that this is for real and this Bulls team is a force to be reckoned with in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's always fair to be very cautious about getting too excited in the first 10 games of a season, at least for those of us that cover a team. I think fans should get as excited as they want to. The team's fun. It's fun to watch them win. It's fun to watch them play the way that they are. There are a lot of factors, you know, opponent three-point shooting, that sort of thing, that does make you kind of look at this team and say, okay, I don't know if they can actually sustain this at this level for the entirety of the season. But the way that they are playing, the style, the physicality, the buy-in that Billy Donovan is getting from his players, that is the kind of thing that does typically stick around for longer than just a few games.
And this started last year, didn't it, Julia, after the trade deadline and trading Zach LaVine and kind of freeing up both some playing time and just some ball and some shots to go around for some of the other younger guys on this roster. This is kind of a continuation of what we saw at the end of last year's regular season, isn't it? Is it not?
Yeah, definitely. I would actually argue that it started at the beginning of last season. It was a really painful process installing this new version of this offense, kind of the up-tempo, the way that they're using Nikola Vucevic, the way that they're trying to use Josh Giddey, Kobe White. And it definitely did not click into place until after Zach LaVine was traded. But the foundation was built at the beginning in a lot of those losses, and a lot of those games where these young players, Matas Bezelis, et cetera, were kind of figuring out, okay, this is what Bulls basketball is going to look like for the next few years. And so kind of when you look back at some of the pain of last season, there was at least a little bit of promise kind of buried in there of what they could become.
What do you think has gotten into or has changed for Josh Giddey that we're seeing really the guy that a lot of people thought he could be when he came into this league as a high draft pick?
It's getting downhill. Like, there's a lot of different factors that are working really well in Josh's game right now, but all of it starts and ends with how he's getting downhill. He talked a lot about this last season after the All-Star break. He kind of had a little bit of a moment to unplug and reflect. And he came back, and one of the things that he really wanted to kind of get rid of was his overdependence on his floater. It's kind of like a favored running shot that he takes, but it's not super efficient. Doesn't really put him in a good position to pass if he has to bail on it. So he tried to cut that out. And just making that little tweak has helped him really become a more dynamic player in terms of how he gets downhill, gets to the rim, sprays it out, and just kind of works as, you know, just that main catalyst for this offense.
I'm sure somebody brought up to him yesterday, and talking with Julia Poe, who covers the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune, that he's the first Bull since Michael Jordan to have back-to-back triple-doubles. What was his reaction to that?
It was nice because Josh is not a guy that likes to accept accolades. He's not that guy. He's a team guy. He's not super comfortable with being praised straight to his face. But when he did hear the words Michael Jordan first since, you know, in the same sentence as his name, got a little smile, and he kind of had to look up at everyone and be like, look, I'm not going to lie to you and act like that's not really cool. And I think that's nice for a young player like that. You know, Josh has had a lot of ups and downs in his relatively short career. And I think to have just a little bit of that praise that he can internalize when he's also working within the system the way that he's being asked to, I think that's just a great kind of confidence boost for him.
You know, one guy who was part of the previous plan for this Bulls team, the only guy who was part of the previous plan for this Bulls team who's still around and playing a big role for this new-look Bulls team is Vooch. What's been different about the way that Billy Donovan has been using Vucevic in this version of the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, Vooch is finally getting used the way he's always wanted to be used. I remember that first full season that he had in Chicago talking to him, and he was like, I just don't think the way they're using me is the way that I should be, you know, best utilized. I'm spending too much time in the corners. I'm not getting to pass the ball. I'm not getting to be a facilitator. And he really kind of like bucked against that in his early time in Chicago. The Bulls finally have him where he's most comfortable, and that means that he's in the thick of everything. He's in the middle of the court. He's spraying passes all around. I think he's really, really underrated as a passer and a playmaker, and we've really seen that in the start of the season.
Talking with Julia Poe, covers the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune here on the Score Evening Show. Rami Makhlouf, your host this evening. Have you seen some growth from Matas Bouzelis in his second year in the league?
Absolutely. And, you know, every game, that is one of the main things that I'm sitting there and watching. Sometimes I'm just watching Matas only for, you know, a few plays in a row just to see, okay, how is he kind of working with this matchup? How is he dealing with cross matches? What is he doing on defense? And you see growth in him in the great games, and you also see growth in him in the games when he's, you know, fouling out in 12 minutes in Orlando, and he's really frustrated, and he's also like not letting his head hang too much. So I think this is going to be kind of an expected up and down sophomore season. Teams have a lot of film on him now. They're able to take him out of games more. They know what to do with him, but he's gotten stronger. He's gotten better. He's added some stuff to his bag, and I think he's, you know, just really reacting to it well.
Obviously, you want Kobe White back, and they expect him back in a couple of weeks. It's pretty remarkable that they've gotten off to the start that they've gotten off to without that guy. But what changes for this basketball team, especially on the offensive side of things, when he does come back, and some of these roles that we're talking about for Vooch and Giddey and Matas and everybody else?
Yeah, this is what I'm really, really curious to see, because obviously everyone on this team wants Kobe White back. He's expected to be your leading scorer. He's definitely the highest volume three-point shooter that this team has. But the Bulls have been doing really well by kind of spreading the wealth. They have a lot of different players that are getting into double digits every game. That's kind of where this team is finding their wins out of right now. And the entire center of gravity for the team is going to change the moment that Kobe comes back. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but it does change the way that Josh is going to be handling the ball. It's going to change the way that someone like Modest is handling the ball. And I just think that that is going to be a test for this team whenever Kobe is able and cleared to come back.
I know you just put up a piece about this year's first round pick for the Bulls and Noah Senge, and a guy who, as good as this season is going, that's probably the one question mark that Bulls fans have is we used a first round pick on this guy, and we haven't even seen him in an actual Bulls uniform yet. He's down in the G League. What is their plan for Noah Senge moving forward?
Something, you know, you mentioned that something that I love about Chicago fans is that no one can handle things going well. So the Bulls were on that winning streak. And I immediately hear, I'm like, okay, but wait, where's Noah? Like, tell me where Noah is. We need to check in. Where's the rookie? And I'm like, you guys are 5-0. What's happening here? But, you know, I think it's a very valid question. I do think that something that really goes kind of underrated with Noah is how young he is. He is 2 full years younger than Modest was coming in at the same point in his rookie season. So the way that the Bulls slow rolled Modest last year, expect even slower with Noah. He has so much to learn. He has so much strength and conditioning to add into his body. It's not going to be even half as quick of kind of an onboarding process as Modest got. And I know that that was way too slow in the opinion of a lot of fans. So it's going to be patient. They're going to give him a lot of time with Windy City. They're going to try to roll him out that way and then integrate him in with the senior team. But they're going to take some time with him. They don't want to rush a kid that young.
Yeah, Chicago sports fans can be a hard bunch to please. But can you blame us, Julie, especially when it comes to this Bulls team and the way that they've operated here over the last few years? I will say, though, I'm coming around on what the Bulls are doing. And I was saying before I brought you on, you look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference, I don't see any world beaters out there, Julie. I just don't. I know a lot of people like the Cavs coming into the year after they were the one seed last year, like the Knicks after they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. A lot of people had the Magic and the Hawks and the Pistons taking big steps forward this year. I'm not really sold on anybody in the Eastern Conference, and I think the Bulls can stay right in the thick of things here. Am I getting carried away?
No, not at all. I mean, I think that that's what's so exciting about this current situation is, you know, coming into this season, that was all the talk about the Eastern Conference is how it's wide open. And it feels like it's even widened. You know, teams like the Orlando Magic are struggling a little bit more than expected. There's just a lot of parity, at least at the very start of this season in the East. And I think that that, you know, it's interesting because the Bulls did not come into this year with the front office saying, okay, this is a year where we're trying to make a big push. They didn't make a lot of moves over the summer, and yet somehow they're still in a position where, yes, I do think that they can compete for a playoff position in a way that they just have not been able to in past years.
You talk about the front office, and maybe they weren't even expecting this, but do you think this was one of the complaints about the Bulls, one of the gripes? And again, I'm one of the people who has said this for years now. I didn't see a vision. I didn't see a plan, because usually a vision and a plan is trying to land the big superstar, and whether that's through tanking and entering the Cooper Flag sweepstakes, or it's being in on every free agent or every superstar that's trying to force their way out of their current situation. We didn't see that from the Bulls. Instead, they put together this roster of good, not great players, or at least nobody who's proven themselves to be great yet. Do you think this was the plan and they thought it could look this good, if not now, eventually? Or do you think they kind of fell into this?
I think this is a piece of the plan. I think, like you said, you know, the goal is always maybe not necessarily to go get that like big, big star, but you can't build success without all-stars. And the Bulls, after trading away Zach last year, did not have an all-star on their team. So I think that that is kind of this next question, is whether a Josh Giddey, a Kobe White, a Modest Bozelas, can one or two or all three of those players actually elevate their game to the point of being at that next caliber. Otherwise, no, like continued success is not going to be easy or really sustainable if those players aren't able to elevate to that level. And so I think that's the question. Like, it's only a few games, only seven games, and it looks definitely really good right now. But how they're able to respond, how those players are able to elevate, that's really going to define whether or not this can even feel like a piece of that plan moving forward.
You know, Julia, I am remiss in not asking you. We're 16 minutes into this conversation. I've had, 24-point comeback. Josh Giddey, triple-double two nights in a row. The big story from last night, Red Panda is back. How'd she look at her halftime performance, Julia? Was she on her game?
Listen, she looked fantastic. I felt like I held my breath for the entire time. saw one or two uneven bowls, but she stayed upright. Incredible comeback from injury. Could not be happier for Red Panda, the GOAT.
Amazing. She's the best. She's the best halftime show going right now. And you're one of the best on the Bulls beat covering that team, along with the Chicago Sky for the Chicago Tribune. And you can follow Julia on Twitter at @ByJuliaPoe. And my guest for the last few minutes on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Find them at CircaLasVegas.com. Julia, really appreciate the time and the insight. Great. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, man, Red Panda, she's the real deal, man. And I was waiting for the I wasn't lucky enough to be in the building for it last night to see the return of Red Panda, but I know she put on a show. That's just what she does. If you're not familiar with Red Panda, go to YouTube and see the miracles that this woman works while riding a unicycle and stacking bowls on top of her head. Studs, have you ever had the privilege of seeing Red Panda in person?
I'm trying to remember. I've seen the videos, obviously.
It's remarkable.
I'm trying to remember if I've seen her in person or not. I can't. I'm just going to say no if I can't vividly remember it. But the videos are witchcraft. It's pure witchcraft.
It's crazy. She's maybe the best athlete on the court on a given night doing halftime shows for NBA games around the country.
I think the players would actually agree with you.
It's crazy. I can't even ride. Are you kidding? I can't ride a unicycle, much less flip bowls onto my head and stack them up perfectly. Like Julia said, there were a few crooked bowls. Usually it's not even that. Usually they're perfectly stacked, like straight up and down. It's insane.
Well,
it's,
she did just come back from what would she have that she got surgery or so? She did just come back from something.
I think, yeah. So she
was not performing because I think she had some type of injury. So yeah, cut her a little slack if she wasn't absolutely perfect.
I think it was some kind of knee injury, but she was back last night, made a return at the on the United Center floor. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Get back into some Bears talk. It's been too long it's been like half an hour since I've talked Bears. That's too long. Are the playoffs now the expectation for the Bears? I'd like to hear from you Bears fans on this. 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the show. I am Rami Makhlouf. It is the Score Evening Show, and we're on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, really, for us, it's not that much different than the second quarter in terms of we need to end this next one 3-1 as well. If we want to achieve what we're setting out, the goals that we talked about in training camp and in the springtime. So that's a big objective for us. We know the task at hand. We got two home games, two away games. We got some conference opponents. We got a division opponent mixed in there. And so, like I said, teams will start to separate themselves. There's a big group of really good NFC teams right now, and a lot of teams still in the hunt to make the playoffs. And so we need to continue to be that once we get done here with the third quarter.
Score evenings, weeknight 6 till 9.
That was Ben Johnson on First Things First on FS1. I am Rami Makhlouf on the Score Evening Show with you until 9 o'clock. And Johnson there talking about the possibility of making the playoffs and laying out their goals and for the season. 312-644-6767 is the expectation now playoffs for this Chicago Bears team sitting at 5-3. 312-644-6767. Right now they're just on the outside of the playoff picture and looking in, which is kind of crazy at 5-3 that they don't hold one of these seven playoff spots, but they're in a virtual tie with the Detroit Lions, who obviously have the tiebreaker, having won the head-to-head against the Chicago Bears. Do you think they worked their way up into the bracket, though? And is the expectation playoffs now for this Chicago Bears team? Get in on the conversation at 312-644-6767. What's really been different for this Bears team? I mean, obviously, spotlight on Caleb Williams and that guy that you just heard right there, Ben Johnson, in his development of Caleb Williams and turning him into a franchise quarterback and somebody who can carry you to greatness. But really, over the last four games, the difference has been the run. They've averaged 187 yards per game and 5.9 yards per carry over the last four games. And this Sunday should get better, which is a weird thing to say given the numbers that I just read to you and the fact that you just went against a Bengals team who can't stop anybody in the run game. The Giants are actually worse. They're allowing more rushing yards per attempt than that Bengals team, dead last in the NFL at 5.5 yards per carry. They've also allowed 35 completions of 20-plus yards, which is tied for sixth most. And, of course, the Bears have given up 39, which is tied for the second most. So this Sunday, I got it penciled in as a win. And we should be talking about a 6-3 Bears football team after Week 10 in the NFL. I don't know what the rest of the NFC is going to do and if that puts them into the playoff picture. But this should be a win on Sunday and one step closer to a postseason appearance for this Bears team. But things get tougher after that, man. Like if you have thoughts of playoffs dancing through your mind, might want to pump the brakes just a little bit. Or at least we're going to find out what this Bears team is made of in those final eight games, because seven of their final eight games come against teams with 500 or above records. Their current strength of victory, not great. It's pretty low. And the team with the best record that they've beaten is the Dallas Cowboys, who are 3-5-1. So not to rain on the parade, not to dampen everybody's spirits when it comes to this Bears team, but let's take stock of who they've beaten and take a look ahead at what they have in front of them and sort of how they've gotten here. Because this defense, man, has not been good. Like the turnovers are the one thing keeping that defense afloat and keeping the Bears in some of these games. They've given up 10 explosive plays already. That's the most for any team that's in this season, and the most that the Bears have allowed in a game since September of 2013. 10 explosive plays on Sunday given up to that Bengals team is just not going to cut it. It's not. And now they sit 31st in the league. They're allowing 7.89 yards per pass. They're 18th in sacks per pass. They have just not been putting pressure on quarterbacks. You hope Tryon Shoyinka, I'm still getting used to saying his name, Tryon Shoyinka can help that. But this is a guy who couldn't crack the rotation in Cleveland in terms of their pass rushers. So I don't know how much to expect in terms of him as far as a boost or a bolster to this pass rush. And according to True Media, the Bears have given up a pass of 16 plus yards on 15% of their pass attempts. That's seventh worst in the league right now. And they've given up 31 pass plays of 20 plus yards. That's tied for the third most in the league right now. And listen to what you got coming up as far as this Bears pass defense. I give you all those numbers to get to this in terms of what is in front of the Bears and the challenge that's in front of the Bears after, again, what I think is a win this Sunday. I think this should be a win this Sunday. I'm already penciling it in as a 6-3 football team. But listen to what they've got in front of them. Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison are going to be coming at you in 2 weeks. Then it's DK Metcalf when you take on Pittsburgh. Then it's A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Now, they just faced as good a wide receiver duo as you're going to see in the NFL between Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And you saw what those guys were able to do, and that was with 40-year-old Joe Flacco at quarterback. No shade or disrespect to Joe Flacco, but he's 40 years old, and he just had a career game against the Bears. I don't love the Bears' prospects. Now, we don't know what the injury situation will be. You might get Jalen Johnson back at some point this season. We still don't know. You might get Kyler Gordon back at some point in this stretch. He's on the IR and going to miss at least 4 weeks, so three more games that you're without Kyler Gordon. But if they were able to do that to you with Joe Flacco at quarterback, and now you got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison coming your way with J.J. McCarthy, who looked pretty good last week. Aaron Rodgers looks like Aaron Rodgers again and has D.K. Metcalf to get the ball to. Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia can do some things, and he's got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Not to mention, you still have another one with the Lions, who we saw what they can do to this Bears defense the first time that we faced them, and two more against the Packers, who I know didn't look good against the Panthers on Sunday, but that's a team that also can move the football up and down the field. And when Jordan Love is on, just about as good as anybody in this league. Now, he can be really, really off, and we saw that against Carolina on Sunday. But when he's on, he can be as good as anybody. The one saving grace for the Bears, and I mentioned it already, is the turnovers. They're first in the NFL in interception rate at 5.39%. And you have five division games on the docket. I think it's going to be really hard to come out of the NFC North without and get a playoff spot without winning this division, or at least being top two. And the top two teams in this division right now do currently hold playoff spots. The Packers are the fourth seed in the NFC right now. The Lions are the seventh seed
in the NFC right now. So if what we've seen from this offense, and specifically that run game, and obviously you want to continue to see the growth and development of Caleb Williams and the passing game, and what we saw from Colston Loveland on Sunday, very encouraging, and you hope being a top 10 pick that you'll see more of that this year. And his role grows, and this offense grows, and the passing game catches up to the run game. If you could, you just got to me, you win this Sunday. Like I said, you're 6-3. I think that the Vikings are beatable, even despite what we saw. And actually, the Bears outplayed them for three of the four quarters in week one. If you can keep up the turnovers, which is a big if in the NFL, turnovers are a weird thing in this league. A lot of people think that they're purely or mostly luck, given it's an oblong ball. You don't know which way it's going to bounce. If they can keep up the turnovers and take care of business in the division, we're talking about a playoff team here in Chicago, but it's a tall task, man. It's a really tall task for this Bears team to crack the top seven and get into the playoffs.
I think that there's a couple things that we can counter in here or add in here, Rami, as plus factors.
Sure.
You're expected to get Kyler Gordon back in, if I'm doing math here, for either the Eagles game or the Packers game. I would say definitely the Packers game. The Eagles game's on a short week, so I don't know. We'll see what they... He'll be eligible to come back, I believe, for that Black Friday game. But again, because that's a short week, who knows? So that's a big plus. And we heard Carmen talk last week how different the defense is when he's on the field.
For sure.
And if they are able to win this week, and as you said, it gets a 6-3, that means... We can largely, if you get 10 wins, and we're not even going to do the math in the rest of the league. If you get 10 wins, you're likely in the playoffs. So that means they would have to go 4-4 down the stretch. So they got to find four wins in there somewhere. Cleveland's pretty beatable. You think they can split with the Packers, maybe get a win against the Vikings or the Lions. The 49ers are out there. Who the hell knows who's going to be playing quarterback for them? So I think
no,
personally.
Right.
And then, you know, the Steelers, you know what? The Steelers, as well as Aaron Rodgers has been playing, their defense looks really slow sometimes. Actually, not sometimes. A lot of times. And so I think that they can – I think that might end up being a shootout, maybe not to the degree that the Cincinnati game was. But that game is also winnable, though, to me. So I think – personally, I think they can, again, they got to win this Sunday.
But
or even without this Sunday, they got to go 5-4 the rest of the way to get 10 wins. And I think that's possible.
When you start doing the math, you're right. 4-4 doesn't seem like that tall a mountain to climb. I would agree with you there until you look at the actual schedule. Now, you're right. The Browns are a very beatable team. Do you think they'll be favored in any of the, besides the Browns and the Giants? Do you think the Bears will be favored in any of the remaining games that they have? When I tell you it's the Vikings, the Steelers, the Eagles, the Packers twice, the 49ers, and the Lions that are on the schedule for those final eight games after what I'm already putting in the win column this Sunday against the Giants, I don't think they'll be favored in any game after this Sunday other than when they host Cleveland on December 14th. I think every other game they will be the underdog.
I think it's gonna depend for San Francisco. Is that game home or is that game in Chicago or San Francisco?
That's in San Francisco. Okay. What they call San Francisco. That's
right.
Not really.
Right. Well,
San
Francisco. Wherever the hell they play. Yeah. Well, I was gonna say I think it depends on who's playing quarterback at that point, but in San Francisco they'll probably just go ahead and give the Niners the nod unless they get really beat up between now and then, which is possible because that's what they do. Probably not. Right, but other than that Cleveland game, I would guess, unless, you know, probably depends on how the Vikings are playing at that point when they get to that game.
Because that one's in Minnesota.
Yeah, so they'll probably end up being favored because it's in Minnesota. So, yeah, you're probably right, but I think there's going to be a lot of, my guess is a couple close lines. Like the Pittsburgh line will probably be within a field goal. I'm guessing the Packers probably get 4 points both times, if not maybe another point more in Green Bay. So, yeah, probably not, but, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, they're gonna. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying it's undoable, but they're gonna have to beat the book on at least three of those seven games that they're not gonna be favored in, man. And nor should they. I don't think that's the Bears being disrespected or underrated by any means. Those teams are ahead of the Bears right now when you look at what they have left on the schedule. So before I started like digging in and looking at the schedule and looking at the Bears' defensive numbers, especially in the pass game against some of the pass offenses that they're going to have to face, and just the quality of their opponent, it gets a lot tougher down the stretch in the second half. That's why losses like the one in Baltimore, man, or week one against Minnesota, they really, when we look back at this season, and if the Bears are on the outside looking in at the playoff picture, we're going to look back at those and go, man, if you could have just shown up against Baltimore and a team that didn't have Lamar Jackson, if you could have just closed out that game week one where you outplayed the Vikings for three quarters, we're talking about a playoff team. Like, look, the Lions are very good and just came in and, well, I guess we went over there, just stomped the Bears. Like, that wasn't even a close game, and that's a team that I think we can safely say is ahead of the Bears right now in terms of where they're at and where everybody is trying to get to. But the Vikings and the Ravens, they were gettable, and they were games that the Bears should have won, and this was this first half of the schedule, these first 9 weeks of the season, was where the Bears really needed to make some hay and stack up some wins, because things get a lot tougher here in the second half. Like I said, after Sunday, they probably won't be favored for any but one game, that Cleveland Browns game down the stretch. They're going to be the underdog in every game, and they're going to have to beat the book and upset and surprise some people down the stretch here if they're going to be a playoff team. But quite frankly, if they get to 9 wins, Adam, I don't know where you're at. They get to 9 wins in Ben Johnson's first year as head coach, and we continue to see Caleb Williams take steps forward and other facets of this football team continue to improve and get better, I'll be happy as a Bears fan. It's not where we should be in year 4 of a rebuild, but given what the circumstances were when the season started and what the goals are of finally having a franchise quarterback on this team who can carry them moving forward, get 9 wins, keep showing me development at the quarterback position and improvement in other areas, specifically on the offensive side of the football because of who you hired as the head coach. Show me that you can be a dynamic offense, win 9 games, and I'm going to be a happy camper at the end of the season. I don't know if that's where all Bears fans are at, but that's where I'm at.
I would, yeah, I'd be satisfied, I think, with 9 wins in the context that you're giving it there. I still personally, like I said before the season, I'm thinking 10 wins. I'm still thinking 10 wins. So that's just my, but I also had the thought that if they win 9 games, that I will still be satisfied with the season.
I saw 10 in the schedule. When the schedule first came out and you do the whole, you know, win-loss thing, and as you go through the schedule, I think the loss against the Vikings, because I don't remember exactly who I had them beating and who I had them losing to. I'm guessing I had them losing to the Ravens, but that was with Lamar Jackson at quarterback. The one that they dropped that I had them winning before the season started was week one hosting the Vikings. I probably had them splitting with the Vikings and in the two meetings, but I had them winning week one against the Vikings, and they had it, man. They had it in the palm of their hands, and they blew it.
Well, I had my loose formula, if I can remember it off the top of my head. I didn't necessarily do win by win. My loose formula was 500 in the division, which gets you 3 wins, and then wins against I got to remember this off the top of my head now. Hold on. I had
Saints,
the schedule.
Bengals, Saints, Giants.
Yeah, the Saints, the Giants, and then I had them beating the Cowboys. I had them beating the Steelers, and I had them beating one of the Commanders, the Bengals, and
the Saints.
Commanders.
Oh no, you already said the Saints. Yeah,
Yeah, I got to pull up the schedule again. But I found a way to 10 wins on a loose formula. I'll pull it. Hold on.
No, I get you. I get where you're coming from, and that's a good way to go about it. It's probably a little more nuanced than me just going through the schedule and going, they'll win this one, they'll lose that one, they'll win this one, they'll lose that one.
Okay, here it is. All right, 500 in the division, 500 in the division, wins against the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Saints, the Giants, the Steelers, and the Browns, and then I said one of the Niners, the Commanders, and the Bengals. So they, based on my formula, they're still in good shape. But now the Steelers do look tougher than I thought they would be, so there is that.
So we came to the same conclusion in 10 wins, and really the thing that's throwing a wrench in it right now for both of us is that loss to the Vikings.
They can still go 500 against the Vikings, though.
Yeah, that's true. They can still go 500 in the division. That one's in Minnesota, though, man, and I have a feeling that Vikings team...
I don't put a lot into the home road stuff. There's like two or three stadiums that I think you worry about, like really worry about, but I don't put a lot into that, personally. Especially for division games.
To answer my own question, I'm not expecting playoffs at this point. It would be a pleasant surprise. I'm not ruling it out because the math that I'm doing has them just barely on the outside looking in, but it's not my expectation. They're close, but they're not quite there. And like I said, win 9, continue to show me progress and that this thing is actually building towards something, and I'm a happy Bears fan. We'll hit a quick break, wrap things up on the Score Evening Show right after this. I'm Rami Makhlouf. It is Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Score.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Larry Maklouf with you for a couple more minutes here on Score Evenings. Thanks to everybody who's joined me. Thanks to everybody who has been listening. Studs, did you hear this Tom Brady story? This latest Tom Brady story
that
came?
Okay. I did, yeah.
So for those who didn't, on Tuesday, in an interview with People magazine, Brady revealed that his new dog, Junie, is a clone of Lua, a pit bull mix. The seven-time Super Bowl champ announced that biotech company Colossal Biosciences created the clone shortly after Lua's death. Brady happens to be an investor in Colossal and said, quote, "I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed." And a lot of people giving Tom Brady a hard time for this. And hey, man, I want to jump on anytime people are giving Tom Brady a hard time. I don't like the guy. I'm not a fan of Tom Brady. I think this is the first time, really, that I'm coming to Tom Brady's defense on this. Look, is it weird? Yeah, it's weird. I'm not saying it's not weird. Would I clone my dog if I could? Hell yeah. If I had the money to clone my dog, I would 100% do it. I don't know, man. Does that make me weird? Probably a little bit, but I love my dog. Like I love my dog, dude. He's getting up there in years. He's going to turn 15 in March, and the thought has crossed my mind of how sad I'm going to be when that day comes that I have to say goodbye to my boy Osgood. And if you told me that I could have another Osgood waiting on deck, I'm in on that all day. I don't know. Doesn't everybody just want to have their dog for the rest of their life? Like, I think Tom Brady is just using his wealth and resources to do something that if we're being real with ourselves, we're being honest with ourselves, I think a lot of us would do this. Studs, are you a dog guy? Would you do this, or is this too weird for you?
I like all sorts of animals, dogs, cats, whatever. I don't know if I would do it. I don't know. And it's not that I'm necessarily judging Tom Brady for it or anyone that would do it. I just don't know if I would.
I will say this. When I read this story, I was like, what else has Tom Brady been up to with Colossal Biosciences? Which sounds like, it sounds like the evil corporation in some movie that's about the end of the world. You know what I mean? But what else was Tom Brady using Colossal Biosciences for? Did he clone himself? Has he been using body parts and organs of a Tom Brady clone?
It somehow feels like somebody that would clone himself.
Yeah, for sure. Just to use the body parts so he can stay young and productive in the NFL. Hey, lots of people to thank this evening, starting with my trusty producer, Adam Studzinski. Also, thanks to our guest this evening, Scott Baer of the Marquee Sports Network, Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports Radio, and Julia Poe, who covers the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune. If you missed any of that or anything on today's show, go to 670thescore.com or use that handy-dandy Odyssey app. For Adam Studzinski, I am Rami Maklouf saying thanks for listening to the Score Evening Show right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talk to you next time.
Please, can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.